Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Lori Cutter of the Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary about tonight's blanket drive donation. The Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary has some big things coming up here. First of all, I understand you've reached your goal for your blanket drive that you're doing. Tell us about this effort and how you got to your goal here.
Yes, John, thank you. This is Lori Cutter. I am working with amazing wives of the firemen at the Station 31 here in Knoxville. And we have had such a tremendous support from the community that we have reached our goal of 200 handmade blankets that we needed to go out and touch base with each of the four care homes and bless the residents for our Christmas drive.
So I understand that you are delivering these on December 16th. You know, tell us where you're going to be. What's going on at all these places then?
So we are going to be leaving the fire station in the evening. We're going to have the fire truck all decorated up with Christmas lights. We even have our fire department mascot, Sparky, that's going to be in uniform joining us. We have Santa Claus coming along with Miss Claus, and we are going to be going to the four different care homes in the Knoxville area. We're going to start off at Homestead, and they have two facilities on their property, a memory care and assisted living. Then we'll bounce over to Westridge, and we'll end up at ACRA. And the families are actually being contacted, which I think is really great, from the nursing homes to let the residents, families that live here local know that we will be there. And those folks will also be asked to join us that evening as we bless those residents with these beautiful blankets that the community has donated to us through their hard work.
I guess if you could just kind of fill us in on, I'm sure there's a lot that went into this. What's kind of the backstory to this whole effort here?
Well, the backstory is, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on. We kind of have a new chief that's been with the fire department just for about 2 years, and he's just got a heart for the community. I'm just relocating here actually from Arizona myself, working with the wives. We sat down and just started talking about how can we really be a blessing, especially during the holidays. And we started talking to various leaders and some of the churches in the Knoxville area to find out what the greatest need was. And over again, it kept coming back to our residents at the care homes. They've been so isolated. Some of them haven't seen their families this whole year. So those are the folks that we really wanted to touch. So it's just a community outreach. We're hoping it's the first of many that we will do. We formed an auxiliary that we're going to continue to have activities that we can meet the needs of the Knoxville community.
Well, and I understand that you'll still be taking donations even after the blankets are delivered. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we understand that there are many blankets that are still out there just being finished up this week. So we do not want those to not get out into the community, back into the care homes. So if you are working on a blanket that you're still working on, whether you're quilting it or for those lovely fleece type blankets, please continue to finish those and drop them off the fire department. Because as you know, in these care homes, something could get lost or soiled, and or they might have a new resident coming in after we leave. And we just like to continue to bless those locations with a surplus, you know, if they need to dip into that to replace something that's been either lost or soiled, or possibly a new person that they've taken on. So yeah, if you're working on a blanket, please continue to do that and get that dropped off at the fire station as soon as you can. And I just have to say, the outpouring again from the Knoxville community has been absolutely amazing. And the wives too, at the fire department, many of them have small children. They've gotten their children involved. It's been a really great activity for the family to come together, to just spend time together to make these, and knowing that they're really going to meet a need.
Well, and I guess while I have you here, before we wrap up, is there anything else coming up here with the Fire Department Auxiliary that maybe you want people to know about here that's coming up?
Well, this is our first event that we've put together. I'm assuming that the spring is coming. There's going to be lots of activities that are going to be following. So we just wanted to see how this first one went. And but we've in this process, we've identified many, many needs in the community, and we just want to be there to continue to support those and fill those gaps. And you know, at the end of the day, the fire department goes to these care homes every single day, many times a day, and we wanted to go there this time to put some smiles on some folks' faces and to bring joy and not to just show up, you know, in an emergency situation. So that's what's going to be even more exciting on the 16th.
Well, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of?
This is the time that a lot of people are hurting. There's a lot of needs in the communities and families. And there is a blessing that happens when we give. And I just would like to put that out there. You know, sometimes our hurt is so deep that we can't think beyond ourselves, but it is such great joy when we're able to reach outside ourselves, even in hurting times, to bless somebody else in need. So I would just like to leave the listeners with that, to take the opportunity every day to look around and see if there is somebody else out there that is in greater need and someone that you can put a smile on their face.
Thanks to Lori Cutter of the Knoxville Fire Department Auxiliary for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.